HarperCollins presents Lady of Hay by Barbara Erskine, read by Joan Walker. Introduction. It is my belief that reading out loud is the most wonderful thing any parent can do for their child. My father read to me when I was very small, and we both enjoyed the stories so much he went on reading long after I was old enough to read for myself. I can't remember now how he chose those first books. Later, of course, we chose them together, rapidly graduating from Peter Rabbit on to Enid Blyton's adventure books, and then on to Robert Louis Stevenson, John Buchan, and Sir Walter Scott. We both loved history and adventure and suspense, which I quickly found out was the art of closing the book when the story is so heart-stoppingly exciting that the moment my father had turned out my light and gone downstairs for a well-deserved gin and tonic, I would grab the book and find my torch to read the next chapter under the bedclothes. Hugging myself with excitement as the story unfolded, I never let on I had already read the next bit when he arrived to continue the following evening. Besides reading to me, my parents and my grandparents, who were particularly fascinated by ghosts and ghost stories and tales of family derring-do, loved taking me to visit old castles and battlefields and stately homes, full of memories and all the history and ghosts that one could wish for. And with that background, it was almost inevitable that, besotted with history and the art of storytelling, I should dream of becoming a writer myself. I studied history at university and went on to have the perfect job of finding illustrations for publishers who specialized in history and art, a job that involved not only spending long hours in the British Library, but in galleries and archives and museums all over the country. And all that time, from a very small child onwards, I was writing. I suppose it was a foregone conclusion that when I wrote my first proper full-length novel, I would want to weave all those threads into the kind of book I would love to read myself. And I never, ever lost that special enjoyment of being read to. Lady of Hay, perhaps still my best-known book, was my first novel, and in it I was working out a plan of how to, more or less, follow that original recipe. It was to be a historical novel, of course, but also a thriller, with more than a touch of suspense and with elements of the paranormal, and once again I have my father to thank for providing me unwittingly with the idea for that first novel. He loved Wales, and particularly the Black Mountains, and owned a small isolated cottage some 4 miles from Hay-on-Wye, on the English-Welsh border. I too fell in love with the area and spent a lot of time there, and it was then I first became aware of local legends about the wife of a medieval baron who had lived in the time of King John. Her name was Matilda de Brose. The local story had it that she had built Hay Castle in a day and a night, and in a fit of pique with the castle builders, who were obviously working too slowly, had flung the huge stone she was carrying in her apron, presumably in order to shame them into working faster, from a local mountain top across the Wye Valley to land in the churchyard of a village some 3 miles away. When I wrote the book, one could still see that stone lying where it fell. It was actually the enormous shaft of an ancient Celtic cross, but hey, who wants to spoil a good story? It was also said that she rode in the storm with the hounds of hell, and amongst other things that she was a giantess. Matilda, and this was the crucial part, was, in spite of those accretions of legend, a real person. Her life was well documented in the records, and my curiosity to uncover, layer by layer, the character behind the spin and put flesh on the bones of a woman who was, presumably, very tall, very determined, a formidable rider, one who did not brook opposition, drove me on to put the clues together and to discover more about the real Matilda. As I dug into the dust of local libraries and ancient records, she was slowly revealed to me in fascinating detail as a strong-willed woman, responsible for building a genuine castle, the ruins of which I could see for myself overlooking the valley of the great River Wye, wreathed in the mists of the mountains and, at dusk, the haunt of bats and owls. The perfect romantic, not to say spooky, setting. She
Sample complete. Ready to continue?